And it's still kind of cloudy out there. The world's largest shoe store is open for business over the weekend. The Level Shoe District store in Dubai has 96,000 square feet of footwear.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy cow.
That's a lot, you know?
That's like the Aggie football or the practice complex.
Yeah.
Sensory overload. How are you supposed to decide?
I don't know. Stocking up to 15,000 different styles at any one time, according to some fashion magazine. The store is double the size of the world's largest shoe floors. Includes Selfridges in London and Macy's in New York City. Brands for sale include Prada and Gucci, Louis Vuitton, and I wonder if they got Keds.
I wouldn't want to work there.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. And where are the boxes? You know what I'm saying? I mean...
Well, is that sales floor or is that just square feet?
Well,
because that could be the warehouse
that's right.
in the back.
It could be. That's what it is. But again, and how
square
do you
feet. Ha 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 ha.
Very nice. Yeah. How do you find that? You know what I'm saying? How do you find that box? They've got to have an amazing system in the back as far as putting together the inventory.
If I worked there, though, I would have to demand a Segway scooter in my contract.
Something like that. Moving around, that's for sure. In one of the more bizarre stories last week, big text burned.
That was weird, and the picture was creepy.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of just strange. I mean, that thing burned. I guess some of the mechanical stuff on the inside caught fire.
Yeah, I heard there were sparks coming out of his neck.
Wow. Bizarre stuff. So, you know, Kat, have you seen Big Tex before in person?
I never have, but what it makes me wonder is, are you going to catch on fire when you turn 60?
Too late. already passed that one. So there you go. Now, Kevin, have you seen Big Tex in person?
Only on the TV.
Oh, okay. All right. So, seen it a few times during the State Fair of Texas. But what you might not know is that actually Big Tex, there was a predecessor to Big Tex.
Really?
Yep, there was. There was, in fact, a Santa Claus.
Yep.
In Kearns, Texas.
Yep.
And what happened there was that they took a guy and they multiplied his statistics by 7 to come up with the giant Santa that was built by the ag class and the other students in Kearns back in 1949.
It was for some celebration they were
doing,
wasn't it?
Well, yeah, Christmas it's called. They do that.
No. I swear to Pete.
Don't know if you've heard about that before, but anyway. But we have a local tie-in. And the local tie-in is friend of the radio station and really historian for Brazos County, Henry Mayo. His grandfather, Hardy P. Mayo, was in fact the model for the Santa.
No kidding.
Yep.
That's funny.
Matter of fact. Now, they used a different guy for Big Tex. That was a guy named Spurlock, and he's quite often mentioned in the articles, and sometimes they kind of confuse the two guys. But it's actually two different people. So the first giant guy in the state of Texas was Hardy Mayo, who was transformed into this Santa Claus in Kearns. And then they decided, hey, that's a good idea. Let's bring him over and make him State Fair of Texas dude. And so they got another guy to come in and be Big Tex. And now what are they going to do?
They say they're going to rebuild it.
But, I mean, is it going to look just like him?
No,
it
can't.
You know,
Louis Belina from The Zone was saying, oh, no, it's going to be all revamped and new, I bet. That's what he was saying.
He's still got to be dressed kind of pretty much that same way, don't you think? I mean, they got to do that.
There's no way you can replicate that quintessential, you know, late 40s, early 50s face and just that whole thing.
So tradition.
We'll see how that works out. We'll look forward to that. Playnomics, latest player engagement study, finds a significant number of social gamers quit playing free-to-play games after just one day.
Of being engaged?
Whatever the game happens to be, they're free-to-play games out there. But what they're saying is the people who do this, the social gamers, they only do it for a day. And we're talking 85% of them.
Really? So the shareware isn't working out.
Right. But once hooked, or if a player is still engaged after the game has been played by them for a week, then the game developer is more likely to make money off of it. So you pretty much know up front whether or not it's going to happen. I mean, in pretty short order. Playnomics behavior analysis shows that players who continue to play a game further than one day after that first engagement with the game will play 334% more than average, while those who play for a week play 21,000% more than average.
Holy cow.
Families will all worry.
Right there. You talk about being disconnected from the real world. Woo! All right, that's fine.
It is an easy way to get lost, I'll tell you that.
Okay, the voice of experience right there. You heard it here first. Banana Republic. Banana Republic. I know that's where we all shop. Hard at work with a third collection inspired by Mad Men. You know, this is a big deal. Don Draper, you know, and his wife and all that kind of stuff. His wife's name is Megan, of course. That if you like that look, the clothes will be more modern, more mod, giving way from the classic tailored features of the early 60s. The new line will hit Banana Republic stores in March. So if you want to start having a mod look, I remember mod from the first time around. I don't think I'm going to do
that. You're going to run right out and get you a Nehru jacket?
I think it might be a little more expensive this time.
It's got such a fashionista.
Yeah, you betcha. Absolutely. I am a trendsetter. Okay. Now, somehow, you know, I am a bit cynical.
No.
From time to time, I know.
No.
It's part of your charm.
You know what? A brand new study from Cone Communications reports that an amazing 77% of people believe that companies' interest in cause-related efforts is solely for corporate gain.
I am one of those people.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I know what you mean. Only 26% ever think that the support has done any good. Consumers, especially leery of this whole pinkwashing that's going on right now because of the breast cancer awareness. While 92% they believe breast cancer is a critical issue for businesses to support, like, yeah, 68% say they are blinded by all the pink and that few cancer cause promotions stand out to them. Oh, that's interesting. So, in other words, there's overkill. There's too much. I mean, when I started seeing the NFL, I mean, really? I start seeing the NFL have their players wearing pink.
I don't know. RG3 looked pretty good with his arm all in pink.
We got officials wearing pink. We got, what did I see? Some football team was wearing light pink pants. Is that right for some game?
It's just wrong.
It is. Well, again, because there's so much of it, then it does become diluted.
And they're selling, like, the shoes that are pink.
Right.
It's like Pepto-Bismol land. Yeah,
and even if they mean it, even if they are sincere on the deepest, deepest level, there is going to be cynicism about this. And I don't know how you do it to make it separate and apart, but again, because they have just over-pinked everything this month, it'll be very interesting to see what they decide, because anytime there's some sort of a situation that happens that's this big, that's this momentous, that has this many people involved, after the fact, they always have some sort of a get-together and a focus group. And they talk about what they did right, what they did wrong, and what they're going to do differently next time. So, yeah, it will be interesting as they pull back from this to see if they decide next year to do this flood of pink, or to see after the fact if, and I don't know what is successful. I don't know if it means more mammograms. I don't know if there's just more awareness for females. I don't know if it means more money that's donated for cancer research. I'm not exactly sure what the end result is that's measurable. How do you actually quantify that? But it will be interesting to see how that is handled next year, see if we see more of it or see if we see less of
it. That is interesting.
Yeah, obviously the less of it that you see, the more it'll stand out. So we'll see where they go. But yeah, I don't know. The NFL getting into that just seems... What did the WNBA do? Are they still around?
In this year's election, there is finally something all parties agree on. Sterling Auto Group sells new cars, trucks, and SUVs for thousands less than the competition. And that makes Sterling Auto Group the clear choice. Plus, Sterling Auto Group wants your trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. That's right. We'll give you top dollar for your trade. We have a huge selection of new GMC trucks with over 100 in stock for immediate delivery. Get $10,000 off any select new 2013 GMC Texas Edition truck in stock and with zero down, just $279 per month. Plus, get huge savings on all GMC Acadia and Buick Enclave SUVs with 0% APR for 72 months. No one delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. And if you don't drive here, you can't save here. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. GMC, we are professional grade. 72 months at 3% APR plus TTL and fees with approved credit, 0 APR, $1,389 per thousand finance. Offers not in combination. All incentives to dealer.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hey, good morning. It's 847, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So people do better work when they're rewarded for it. Wow, did we pay a lot for that one? Research has proven that when celebration is pre-planned into a project, people work harder and better knowing there's a payoff and that the payoff has to be more than just a paycheck or being told, nice job. This is also true at home with kids in relationships. When people have something good to work toward, they're doing it to get they're doing it will give them more energy and more dedication and more sense of ownership. The result is things will go better. On the flip side, if people work hard and receive no reward, they often become cynical and resentful. The rewards and the celebration don't have to be big. They just have to be thoughtful. And that is true for people who think about the, if you decide if you have workers and you decide maybe based on sales to give them a little bonus, the bonus doesn't have to be that much. It's the idea that you did it if you do that because, you know, after every Friday, you know, Ben always brings me a donut.
Oh, yeah?
For a job well done.
I didn't realize that.
He does the same thing for you. Oh, never mind.
Hey, wait a minute. Is that something I can aspire to? No,
well,
would
yeah,
I do
there
a good
go.
Job? I might get a donut?
Where's my Friday donut,
yeah,
right?
I'm just becoming cynical and bitter.
Oh, well, no, we can't have that. And by the way, somebody brought you cupcakes, is that right? Or did you make cupcakes last week?
No, that was for the good-looking Katie.
Oh, that's
from Candy
right.
95.
Oh, I thought it was for the infomaniac.
No, it said Katie Dempsey's number one fan.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right, well. And I didn't have one. I just wondered who.
Thanks for rubbing my nose.
No,
in
yeah,
it.
Really. I had no idea.
Thanks
I thought,
a lot,
I thought
Scott.
They said the morning person. And so
no.
Of course, that meant you.
She so. Is the morning person,
oh,
10 to 2.
I see.
On
okay.
Candy, that's the morning.
I got you. Okay. Experts say we will be happier if we spend money on life experiences rather than on stuff. But you might want to think twice before splurging on that trendy vacation or the must-have tickets to some event, according to Dr. Ryan Howell, who's a psychologist at San Francisco State University. I've been to their bookstore. When people buy life experiences...
There's your life experience
yeah,
right there.
There you go. When people buy life experiences to impress others, it wipes out the well-being that they would receive from the purchase. So don't do it to impress somebody. Do it for you.
Yeah, an important part of life experiences is being miserable in a tent and eating lumpy pancakes. That's just part of family bonding, I would say.
That would be your family. lumpy pancakes. Can we go ahead and name names? Who do we blame that on? Is that mom? Or
it just happens. Happens to anybody.
Lumpy pancakes happen?
Yep, sure do.
And then you cooked them on the campfire, no doubt.
I'm just saying, when you're not on one of these exclusively paid-for vacations,
oh.
You seem to be alluding to.
Oh, no, I'm just saying there's just some sort of an experience, just the must-have vacation. I mean, in some cases, I guess that could be eating lumpy pancakes in the country.
Yeah. No, not just the country. On a camp out.
Oh.
Bathing okay. in the lake with soap.
If they're that lumpy, give them to the hobo.
Yeah. Lunch doesn't have to be boring. And it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold-cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
When a fire breaks out in a crowded place, people head to the one exit they know, the entrance. And that's the problem. Too many people trying to escape through one door. They begin to panic, they start pushing. Some fall down, some even die. The next time you walk into a public place, make a mental note of the exits. And keep in mind, the best way out may not be the way in. Learn how to survive a fire at haveanexitstrategy.com.
Sponsored by the Texas State Fire Marshal.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight, you can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You, 492-1900.
Got your eye on a sweetie? Well, now's the time to make a date to get into Sioux Falls Prater for the lowest prices of the year on John Deere's 40 to 90 horsepower tractors. You'll see deals as sweet as 0% for 72 months and extended warranties available at no extra cost. Plan a date to get a deal during the month of October because these John Deere tractors won't wait around. Visit cptractor.com to find a store near you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer ends October 26, 2012 in stock models only. Finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See dealer for details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So Kevin and I are just talking off the air. You know the guy who does the debate tonight, Bob Schieffer, who has a background, you know, in Texas. He was a broadcaster here. I think WBAP Television, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really?
I believe that's right. Believe he did that before he went up to the big time. He's been at the big time for a long time.
Yeah.
But he's a Texas boy, and.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Let's see. Broadcasting career. CBS Evening News, World News Tonight. Yeah. Yeah, TCU. Good for him. Go Frogs. Yeah, WPAP-TV. That's where he started. Used to watch him on TV when I was a little kid. Okay, so Tom Schieffer, though, that's the, you know, the brother who's done pretty well, as a matter of fact, for himself. And so that's tonight, and don't forget we have ours tonight as well. That'll be the candidates forum starts at 6 o'clock. It'll be at Briarcrest. You're invited to come out. That's the Bryan City Council and the school board race. There are no contested races in College Station for the city council, as you know. And now we have our Star Trek story for this morning. Even though Ben is not here.
I was going to say, you're not calling Mr. Downs?
No, he's busy today. He did not go to London, though.
Poor guy.
Attendees at the London Star Trek convention were attempting to break the Guinness World Record for fans dressed as characters of the TV series, and they did it. They did. 1,083 Trekkies dressed up as if they were in the show.
The final frontier.
Yes,
you know, I remember when the Klingons didn't look like someone had beat them in the face with a waffle iron.
Oh, were they much better looking?
They used to just look like people with shiny pants.
Oh, well.
Back in the day.
That just meant the budget got bigger. Yeah, so
now you know where the lumpy pancakes went.
Well, what's interesting is for as big as this was, they only beat the other record by 43 characters.
That's still quite a bit.
Well, yeah, but see, then that means that Las Vegas will go after it next time too, and we'll see. The convention was also the site of the very first British Klingon wedding.
Oh, wow!
23-year-old Joseph Soccer Top Soccer
Top.
SOCKERTOPP. That's Soccer Top.
Yeah, it is.
And the 29-year-old Sonny Gustafsson came to London and did their wedding entirely in the Klingon language.
Now, that's sacred right there.
No,
I actually would thought strange was the word that came to mind. Yeah. But anyway.
That's the first thing that got to me.
The pair, who met 4 years ago at the retirement home where they both work, had already married. Had married. And that's not saying they're of retirement age.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, they're 23 and 20-something.
Yeah, so there you go. 23 and 29, yeah. So they had married 3 days earlier in Sweden.
Okay, well, that's
they said
better.
they were inspired by an episode of Deep Space Nine in which Worf marries the science officer Dax. So there.
Well, I guess that's kind of unique and
fun.
Oh,
it is.
They did a real wedding before.
God, yeah. You almost said that like you cared.
Yeah, I know.
And like you knew what you were talking about.
No, I didn't.
It was close.
I know, but thank you for thinking
He's
I did.
He's slipping. He's getting tired.
Right. All five captains from the TV show did show up for only the second time ever, and apparently, you could pony up $150 to hear them speak, but there were a limited number of VIP tickets also for people who paid $4,800 to get autographs and photos with all five of the captains.
Holy cats.
Wow. Yeah. Maybe we can pass around a hat since you're convinced that it won't be too long before they try to break that. We can always send Mr. and Mrs. Downs.
We could
to
do
the
that
next
so
one.
They could go see all five
now,
captains
would
or whatever.
Mrs. Downs want to go?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh,
I guess
okay.
She's pretty cool.
I don't know. I don't know if she's a Star Trek.
I don't know that you would equate that to cool cat.
Yeah. cool cat. Oh, very nice. So Kevin did sports today. He did a real fine job, except last Friday's football game at Burns High School in Shelby, North Carolina.
Oh, did I miss one?
You did. Had to be moved to a different location because of goats. Pranksters released about a dozen goats on the field the night before.
And cleaned it out.
They made they made a mess before they moved on, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So they left a lot of stuff behind.
Bonbons.
Yeah, there you go. The prank also raised concerns about the recent outbreak of E. coli. Okay, so they decided, because
of that.
Do goats
even carry E. coli?
I don't know, but, you know, they apparently left everything that they were carrying on the field.
Gosh.
As a result, they didn't do that. And a few more details on the story we had last week about the guy who had hired the woman.
Oh, to slap him?
Yep, to slap him. Her name was Kara, okay, had placed an ad on Craigslist. And so as a result, every time she slaps him, he gets paid $8. She has to pay him $8. Excuse me, he has to pay her $8.
Oh, I thought it was an hourly thing.
$8. No. It says here that he'd wasted 19 hours a week. And he said, when I have a boss or someone of authority watching me, I always get my work done.
Can't he just pretend?
Exactly. Can he not talk himself into this? He actually has to have
some self-discipline?
Well, in San Francisco. They were lining up to beat this guy.
And again, self-discipline, please. Garth Brooks, remember Garth Brooks? Believe it or not, he is not in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
He is now.
Yes, he is. Garth is inducted this weekend to the Nashville Museum, along with Connie Smith and Hargis Pig Robbins, who was a piano player. Garth will do his final round of concerts at the Wynn Las Vegas next month. That is kind of interesting, though, that he was not. Andy Williams was honored last night in a memorial tribute at the Moon River Theater in Branson, Missouri.
Where else would you do it?
I think so. The late entertainer's website says more than 1,000 people showed up for the event. Bob Newhart there, the Lennon Sisters. It was hosted by Peter Marshall as Master of Ceremonies.
Slightly less than we're at the Star Trek convention.
Yeah, that's totally right. And Bruce Springsteen.